Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Lottie.
And this is our podcast on how we navigate the world of parenting. Now, this week, we're going to talk about babysitters, who you should let into your house and who you should not let into your house.
We are also going to talk about getting ready for Christmas.
Yes, this is Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
I know this is a podcast and people are listening, but look how amazing. Look at my beautiful skin, Lottie.
Oh, it is particularly glowy.
And this ties in with my triumph of the week.
Okay.
Because I told my daughter a lie and I got away with it.
Okay.
She was like, "Why do you look like you've been stung by 1,000 bees?" I was like, "No, darling, that's laser I've had on my face. I've lasered the top layer off my face because I want to look younger." Basically.
That's not a lie.
I'm being honest, but no, I told her a lie. Because it's purely for vanity reasons, you know?
Of course.
But she was like, "Why would you do that to your face? You look sunburnt and you're swollen and it's been 4 days."
And you're peeling.
And I was like, "Yeah, but I did so much sun damage to myself and I didn't wear my SPF.
Okay.
So I have to do this now. This is what happens when you don't wear SPF."
And
I said,
"You tell her it was extremely painful."
I told her it was extremely painful. It's because I didn't wear SPF. I didn't tell her because I'm massively insecure about getting older. And I wanted to laser every bit off my skin so I wouldn't have any sunspots or threadbands or anything.
You're getting the laser. Are you doing like a course of this or is this just a one-off?
Lottie, I don't think I can do it. It was worse than childbirth and it's extremely painful.
Okay. You didn't get the numbing cream?
No, I didn't. Can you get numbing?
Yeah, you can get numbing cream.
I don't think your woman liked me. She didn't give me any numbing cream.
Okay, well, your skin looks phenomenal.
Exactly.
You look 12 years old.
Who came up with that saying, beauty is pain?
I don't know, but they knew what they were talking about.
You're fucking right. It's painful.
By the way, if you've heard, I just had this little triumph recently. It's just an award. It's like Celebrity Mum of the Year, Women's Way Celebrity Mum of the Year. It just means I know everything about mothering, you know, and it's my award. I have it.
I am a little bit bored about you talking about this now.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a little bit bored. And can we clarify the award situation? I have a lot of questions. I'm really pissed off I wasn't invited, if I'm going to be honest with you. Second of all, Celebrity Mum of the Year?
Yeah.
Celebrity Mum of the Year?
What are you trying to say, Jen?
Who won Mum of the Year?
A girl called Aoife Harvey, who is a women's health physio and looks after women's vaginas and helps women who after birth or are going through menopause to rejuvenate their vaginas and kind of get rid of the stigma around it.
Isn't it funny? The minute you said vagina, I started doing my Kegels.
Do you do them regularly?
Because we should be doing them all
the time. Anytime
you hear, I just heard physio and vagina and I start going, in 10 seconds and 1, 2, 3, and you pull from.
But it's not your vagina, it's your bum.
You pull from the bum hole, apparently. That's how you get a good Kegel.
Yeah,
anyway,
but she was telling me there's this new device.
The mum of the year. The real mum of the year.
The mum of the year, not the celebrity mum of the year. She told me there's a new device out, and it's a thing, a probe that you put in your vagina and it stimulates it, and it, you know, you won't pee yourself anymore or do any of those things.
Have you not sat on a vagina chair?
What's a vagina chair?
So they have a vagina, I don't think that's the real term for it, but there's a vagina chair that women sit on, and they have a course of it, and you sit on it and it sounds like a shock up the vagina, and it's supposed to tighten everything. Now, I had a woman talk about it on my radio show. She came in, she brought the vagina chair. I sat on the vagina chair.
And
I'm not going to lie, it was kind of nice.
I don't think that's what it's supposed to be doing.
Wasn't sore, but it was a little, ooh.
Okay. Did you feel any tightening?
No, I didn't feel any tightening, okay. But I didn't have a course. But yeah, so this woman, so this physio won Mum of the Year.
So she, yeah.
And
so
you were the token celebrity.
Stop diminishing my award.
Oh, why? So they made
this big, she liked this speech about her. It was like, how, what she's doing for women, and
good on
you know, she's amazing. Like, follow her on Instagram. She's got so many helpful tips for women and making them feel comfortable talking about these things that otherwise were kind of taboo to talk about. And then it's like, and then the celebrity Mum of the Year is Lottie. No, they said a lovely speech about me too. They did. They
did. What
did
they say?
They said they spoke about the podcast.
Okay.
And they spoke very highly of it.
Okay, good.
To create, about our community we're trying to create, of no judgment parenting and honesty. And
so why wasn't I there?
Because, Jennifer, they listened to the podcast and they just felt I was the expert.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I wouldn't have gone anyway.
What's your failure?
Keep your smelly award ceremony, okay?
Don't. I'll take it.
I'm very proud of you for winning Celebrity Mum of the Year. That
You're
is
so
amazing.
Insincere.
That is an amazing so achievement.
Thanks.
Well done, Lottie Ryan.
You're such a bitch. You're such a bitch.
Did you get a nice? Did you get a plaque?
Not only did I get a plaque, I was walking out and they said, don't forget your prize. Got a coffee machine.
Stop.
Like a proper coffee machine with the beans and stuff.
Oh my
and
God.
You know me and my coffee.
That's an amazing prize.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted because I'm a mum and I need coffee.
That's very, very true. Okay, so you had an amazing time at the award ceremony without me. That's fine. No problem. I embarrassed my daughter I don't think it's the first time, but I really noticed embarrassing her. I was at a show in the Bord Gáis and I was sitting next to someone and this person I know from the industry, but I was kind of nervous. I don't know, I was kind of nervous. You know when you're at these things and you're sitting next to someone and, you know, do you chat to them? Do
That's
they want to
life.
Do? Yes, you're not, you know, small talk. I was in small talk hell, okay. Right? Small talk hell.
Okay.
And I did something. Her kids were like, oh, you're on Dancing with the Stars, but I had my glasses on. I said, yeah, I'm like Clark Kent in Superman. When I had my glasses on. I'm just your average guy. But when I take them off, I'm like, dit, 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 dit. But I swung my head so far, my glasses flew into the air, landed on the ground somewhere. So then I was on the ground trying to find them. It gets worse. I was on the ground trying to find them. These strangers were looking at me going, she's clearly mental, right? And is she drunk?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, by the way. I wasn't.
Okay.
And then I went to get up on the seat and I missed the chair. And I fell.
No, cartoon fall.
Yeah. And Florence is like, just kind of turned her back on me. She just kind of looked away. She blanked me. Yeah.
She didn't come to your aid. She didn't rush to help you, pick you up. Mummy, are you okay?
No, but the next time she falls, that's what I'm going
to
do.
No, that's not. See, and that is why you weren't invited to the Mother of the Year Awards.
I do stupid shit. I do stupid things and that's what happened. So yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. For her, but more embarrassing for me. So
did
I'm never going out again.
Did you say to her, Florence, did you not see me fall?
No, because then the show started and then time passed and
okay,
I just let it go, you know? I just let
it go.
I did.
Anyway,
I just let it go.
I had a big fail.
Great.
So basically, I, you know, recently enough, we had the vomiting bug in our home and we've been going through a hell of a lot of baby wipes, let's just say. Okay, there's been a lot of baby wipes being used. So the other day, Wolf He's actually going through this stage where he doesn't want me to change his nappy when he's lying down. He's freaking out when he lies down. So I have to change his nappy when he's standing up at the moment. So he was standing up and I was like, you've done a number two, haven't you? And he said, yeah, I have. So I said, okay, grabbing everything. I was kind of rushing around, nappy off, quick, clean it all up because it's still runny. And clean, get the new nappy on. Oh, shit. I've wiped his bum with Milton wipes, not with the water wipes. They are dangerously similar packages. They're both white with blue. And I had a mini freak out. So then I took the nappy off him and I had to spend the next couple of hours just following him around, staring at his bottom, wondering, was something going to happen? Was he going to get a rash? Was it going to be okay? Have
did
other
he
people
not
done
wail
this?
When you did that?
No, he didn't. He didn't make any sound. He didn't react in any way, shape or form.
Speaking of baby wipes, can I give you a top tip if you ever have the shits?
Yeah.
Put a packet of baby wipes in the freezer.
Why?
And then when you need to use them for yourself, it's nice and cool.
That's
you're welcome.
An insight into you that I really didn't need to
you're
know.
You're welcome, my friends.
Where did you come up with that?
Somebody once told me.
And
do,
have you done
them.
It? Have you done it?
Oh, I have, yeah. It's lovely.
You put frozen baby wipes on your arse when you have the shits.
It's the only thing for us, Lottie.
If you take nothing from today's podcast.
Frozen baby wipes.
Frozen baby wipes.
And then a little bit of Pseudocreme, you're good to go. So, come here, did you hear? What do you want to talk about?
There is something that I have to talk to you about because you use babysitters.
Yeah.
I use babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely important part of family life in order to get out and about. Also, you know, this is somebody you're trusting to come into your home, look after your most precious thing in the whole world. It has to be somebody who you can really have faith in and trust. And I saw an ad doing the rounds online.
Okay.
So this is a mother, Tammy is her name, and she's from America. And she has put up an ad looking for a babysitter. And I want you to tell me what you think of this ad. So babysitter needed ASAP. I need someone to watch my four kids. They are aged 2, 3, 5, and 7 from noon to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and occasionally on weekends.
Okay.
Requirements. Must be a great cook, an avid cleaner. Over 25 years old. Must have a minimum education of a master's degree. Must have no social media accounts because I don't need my kids seeing that. No drinking, no smoking, not even vaping. No tattoos or piercings allowed. Must have 5 professional references and a background check and a drug test will be done. Now, is this a bit much? I mean, is that a little bit demanding? Things like a master's degree, asking questions about her social media, tattoos and piercings. I just think, and the clinker, the job is only paying 200 quid a week. 200 quid a week.
That's
they've
cruel.
Got they've got to have their
she
own transportation to get to and from. And she wants them to sometimes be available to run errands for her.
When I first had Florence, I had a list similar. When I had Enzo, it was literally, the ad was, do you have a pulse?
Okay.
Are you available?
Okay.
I'll pay you whatever you want. I don't even care if you have a criminal record.
You just want a babysitter.
You can drink on the job. No, I didn't say that. Because that's dangerous. To find a good babysitter.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. It is so hard. And then you have to guard them. And shield them and mind them. And you, then your friends come and you go, is Arusa, can I have her? I'm like, no, she's gone to Thailand for 6 weeks. She can't mind your children this weekend. I'm really sorry. Because you don't want to give your babysitter away because then you're limited on access because then your friend is looking for them as well. And that was my big mistake I made. With a lot of people.
So Fabio's brother asked us, they don't have a babysitter. And they asked for our babysitters.
You didn't.
Contacts. And now this turned into a fight between me and Fabio.
Yeah.
So Fabio came home and he said, oh, they're looking for, we give the number out for the babysitter.
Don't ever
and
do that.
I just looked at him and I said, I beg your pardon. Are you joking? You go back and you say she doesn't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I contact her by smoke signal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's that I'm the only one who can get in touch with her. Absolutely not. And he couldn't understand, how am I supposed to go back and say we're not willing to share? I said, well, I am not sharing Molly with anyone.
No, there's certain things that you shouldn't share. Babysitters, cleaners. If you get a,
I have a bone to pick with you.
Cleaners.
I know.
Tradesmen.
That's the bone.
I'm never, ever, ever. You would have to be, oh my God.
Can I just.
Not even a sibling I would share a tradesman because they're so hard to get.
No, Jen, this is really unfair. I really, really needed a handyman. Like I really needed one for just a couple of jobs. Couple of wee bits. My dryer is kind of making this noise. I know it shouldn't be making. It's tilting outwards. Fabio can't fix it. I need a painting hung on a wall. I need a couple of bits and bobs done. And I came to you
mm-hmm.
as a friend.
I remember, yeah.
And I said, Jennifer, can you please help me and lend me your handyman for an afternoon?
Nope. No siree.
And I thought you were joking.
I wasn't.
But then you walked out of the room and I realised you weren't.
I'm not doing it.
I didn't want to steal them though. I just wanted them for an afternoon.
You're so hard to get, Lottie. And I've made that mistake in the past with babysitters. So I'm not going to do it with tradesmen. I'm not going to do it with any babysitters. I'm just not willing to do it. And I think other people are the same. And the excuses you come up with. The excuses.
I know. It's
like my posh friend Sandra.
Yeah.
Right. Or always ask me, you know, oh, your babysitter. Oh, yeah. Can I have your bed? I'm like, she doesn't do other, like, she doesn't do other babysitting jobs. She doesn't.
She's exclusive.
She's exclusive to the Zamparellis, I'm afraid. Or I say I pay them an obscene amount of money, which is not true, you know. Or I just can't share those things because you'll never get them back.
No, I'm not willing to share the babysitting. But then, in terms of the qualifications, I do see the side of people thinking I need to have somebody who is, you know, of a certain standard looking after my kid.
Yeah.
But you're saying that once you get past the first kid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Kid, you just don't really care anymore.
You just don't really care. You know, you're so desperate for a night out.
Is that true? You're lying. You're telling a lie.
Look, it depends on their availability. You know, if they're really available. I do think they should be able to have basic first aid skills.
That's a big thing for me.
Yeah, basic first aid skills is probably important. Maybe not to have like a criminal record.
That's a good one too.
I mean, everything else I can deal with.
Yeah. Okay. So you know? First aid skills.
Sorry. They shouldn't really be violent people.
Yeah.
You know.
Or want to have an affair with your husband.
I don't mind that.
Oh.
I don't mind that.
Okay.
Like
you might get a few applications there.
I don't mind that. And God bless them. I mean, anybody who does that for a living is an absolute saint. And when you find a good one, hold on to them.
Don't let them go. Don't let them go.
Don't, and if they hold you for ransom, pay them.
Pay them.
Pay them. Pay them everything.
But if you have got a handyman that you would like to send my way, slide into my DMs. Thanks a million.
I want to talk about the C word. I want to talk about Christmas.
Okay.
I really want to talk about Christmas because I'm feeling a little anxious about it already. Okay.
Why? It's only... Well, I need weeks away, like.
It is. But I kind of need to start getting going. Now, if you're listening to this with little ears around you, I'm just going to warn you, we are going to talk about the big man. We're going to talk about Santa. We're going to talk about him. And we're going to talk about him.
I think so.
We're going to talk about him because we have to talk about him.
So little ears,
get them out of the kitchen or wherever you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this in the car. Maybe switch off for a little bit because he's coming soon and he doesn't want them to be listening. Okay. I get really anxious around this time because I'm the youngest of six.
Okay.
Lau has a mother who just has a shopping problem. Right? Okay. So the presents are obscene around this time of year. And we already have a lot of stuff in the house. So I get too anxious when I've loads of stuff. For them to have loads of stuff.
Okay.
Because I read once that kids should only have a certain amount of toys. They should only have a certain amount of toys.
Do you mean there's an actual amount for per child, do you mean, or toys in the house?
So listen to this. It's important not to overwhelm the play space with toys.
Okay.
I found this online. As an approximate guide, try to keep the number of toys immediately available to under four for a pre-mobile child. Okay. Under eight for a crawling child, that's you. Eight toys, Lottie, right?
Okay.
And under 12 for a toddler, depending on the size of space and the number of parts to each toy, right? And I'm sure that, you know, that goes on and up, obviously, as the kid gets older. But it's just so much. And I find with Enzo and Florence, they have so much stuff and then it just goes into boxes. And then they're like, oh, I have nothing to play with because it's just too overwhelming to go into that toy box and get it out. You know what I mean?
But how can you tackle that when it's, I suppose at a particular time of year, for example, we are obviously coming up to Christmas. There's going to be gifts from aunties, uncles, grandparents.
Yeah.
Santa. Like there's gifts left, right and centre. So do you not give them all the gifts? Or do you withhold some gifts? What I do at the moment with Wolf is, so he has a load of toys and I have them in hidden away and I take out a certain amount of toys and he plays with them for about between 4 to 6 weeks. Then I take those toys, I put them away and I take out a different set of toys for 4 to 6, like I rotate the toys.
That's a really good idea.
Now he's young enough that I get away with it. So yeah. Every time the old toys come back out again, he looks at them as if, oh my God, I got new toys, because he doesn't remember them from 6 weeks ago. But I would imagine with Enzo and Florence, it's obviously not the same.
I know. They just get so much and I just want them to value quality over quantity.
Course. Yeah.
So I find myself from November onwards, I'm just having these constant conversations with aunties and grandparents, like, please just consider them. Don't be going out and buying them stuff and lots of stuff and big stuff. Consider, you know, they're going to get that from a lot of people, you know, and it's not fair on them because my biggest fear is that I have spoiled little shits.
I know.
So I don't want that. So I'm trying to look for tips. That's a very good thing of rotating toys.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
My friend does this thing with Santa.
Okay.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
I'm really nervous talking about this.
So am I.
Okay, just to warn you, we're going to talk about Santa, just so we're going to talk about it right now. So I have a friend, because I'm really nervous that my kids are going to, like, Florence is going to be devastated, absolutely devastated. She's kind of on the cusp now. She's like, oh, you know, she's asking questions and there's people in school that don't believe and all that kind of stuff, right? So I don't know how I'm going to navigate that because I always told her I would never, ever, 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 ever really lie to her, right?
But will we go back to the laser?
That's a good lie. It's a different kind of a lie.
Okay.
So my friend, when she does Santa at Christmas, Santa brings the really shit presents. Santa brings socks and books. The parents bring the big, shiny, cool stuff.
Oh.
So Santa isn't a big deal, but the kid is still getting kind of presents, right? So that child's heart will not be broken like mine was when I found out.
But the flip side of that is when that child goes to school and sees and hears what Santa is giving all the other kids, they're going to think, what the hell have I done wrong? When Santa's treating me so badly, why is Santa giving me socks and stuff?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think as long as there's what they ask for, what they really want for Christmas is there.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters really.
Where it comes from?
I don't think they discuss that in school. I don't think that's going to matter. But it's too late for me. But there's still time for you. That's why I'm giving you this. You can have this
okay.
for Wolf.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do
You're
then.
You're so not going to do that.
No.
Because you like all the whole Disney and the magic and
like I'll keep the magic alive as long as possible.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you what my nephew said to my sister?
What?
Or said to my brother-in-law. So my nephew was, he was going into secondary school.
Don't laugh, Jen. Stop.
I'm not. Right? And my brother-in-law had to pull him aside and go, now.
No, stop.
You're going into secondary school now. I just, you know, want to protect you. And you do know. Santa, you know, isn't, you know, bringing all those toys. And you know what he said?
What?
Does Mam know?
Oh, no, stop. Did he really? Did he really?
Yeah. That really happened.
I love him.
He's the best boy. But anyway, I know. It's so, I'm dreading it because I know there's going to come a time. And how is that going to play out?
It's not always a conversation with the parents, though.
I hope it's not.
Well, it wasn't in my house. It was just something you figured out and then that was it. It wasn't spoken about, you know. It just wasn't spoken about.
Tell them about the list.
What we would do every year for Christmas is we would all sit around the fireplace, we'd write our letters, and then we'd put them up the chimney and send them off to Santa. But before we would put them into the fire, up to the chimney to Santa, we would have to stand up in front of my mum and dad and we'd read what we had written to Santa. So it was mum and dad knew what was on the list. I got up one year and I was reading out my list and I decided to keep one thing in particular to myself.
What was it?
It was a CD rack.
CD rack, yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm asking Santa for this CD rack. So I folded it up, sent it up to Santa. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, I can't tell you the anticipation. I was, that morning, sitting at the top of the stairs with all my siblings and my mum, and my dad went downstairs into the sitting room and we were like, did he come? Did he come? And my dad was like, hang on, I'm checking. Oh my God. He came and we'd all bound down the stairs running in and I went in and the CD rack wasn't there. And my heart just broke and I was there and I remember my parents being, are you not delighted? Look at both the bits and bobs. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm really, really happy.
Oh no. My neighbour told me, she was 2 years older and she told me.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know, it was a real blow. It's awful, it's awful. So not only have we that to contend with, now I have to figure out how I'm going to get rid of all the shite that's in my house to get ready.
Yeah.
Back to the decluttering.
Donate is a great one, can I just say? I think donating is really, if the toy is in good condition and your child is past the age where it's serving them a purpose, I think it's a great way to teach your kids empathy. Talk to them about what you can do with the toy. Bring them to the charity shop, giving it and teach them something about passing the toy on.
I mentioned my posh friend Sandra.
Yeah.
She got a skip the other day. And my son came back with a new toy. I was like, where'd you get that?
No, stop.
He was like,
it's in the skip.
Sandra skip. I was like, fair play to you. Fair play to you.
He went skip diving.
He went skip diving. Loves a bit of skip diving.
Good man, Enzo.
It says here, while decluttering your own stuff can be tricky, when it comes to your kids' toys, there's other challenges to face. These are the challenges I face with my kids, including sentimental attachment. Oh, daddy bought me that. Oh, my first teddy. And oh, this is memories, is what Florence keeps saying. Memories, memories. Knowing which items to keep for younger siblings and, of course, avoiding a major meltdown if your little darling finds out their possession has been donated to a local charity shop. So you're saying get them involved in that to teach them empathy. That's a good tip.
I think so.
Yeah. Professional organiser Vicky Silverthorne estimates that around 80% of her clients name toys as a source of clutter they're constantly battling with. I'm a bit OCD with cleanliness, but Lego can kiss my hole.
Oh, okay.
Jiu-jitsus can fuck right off.
What are they?
The little stretchy guys, little stretchy jelly guys. Remember Wolf was playing with
the Ninjagos.
The Ninjago thingy. There's loads of little stretchy. They like it in the field weird. And I've loads of them all over the bleeding house.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't want those.
Sometimes I just declutter when they're not around.
And do they notice?
Sometimes they do, and then there's a massive row. So I just need to get them more involved.
I need to get them more involved.
But it says here it's a big problem because children have far too many toys and they're not able to see the value each item has. It's overwhelming for them. Just as a wardrobe fit to burst is overwhelming for adults. That makes complete sense. So organising your kids' toys, especially around this time of year, is so important for them.
But why don't you just limit the access?
Yeah.
I think if you box them off, put them into box, like Ninjangos in a box, Legos in a box, and then you say, this is for week one this month, this is week two, this is week three, and categorise them.
No, that makes complete sense. I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do that.
Did I just sort your life out?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Celebrity mum of the year. Thank you.
Well, there's a reason you got it. There's a reason you got it.
I want to talk about something in the past.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about something that used to go on when I was a child and I just don't think you'd get away with today. To do with mother-in-laws. And I'll tell the story because she's dead. Not my mother-in-law, my grandmother. So my mother's mother-in-law.
Your mother's mother-in-law.
My dad's mother.
Your granny.
My granny, Jen. My granny got away with blue murder.
Did she?
She did.
With you?
With me.
Is that because you were the first?
Yeah, so she had three boys. So she was gunning for one of her boys to have a girl. And then my dad, his first kid was a girl. And my mum and dad used to travel around the country loads when I was a baby and a toddler because he'd be doing little gigs trying to earn money or whatever. And I used to stay with my grandparents all the time for like long periods of time. And my mum said for years she'd be coming to collect me after a week or two with my granny. And she'd be like, I think Lottie's hair is falling out. And they thought for years there was something wrong with my hair because I had like a pixie haircut, like a tight boy haircut. So my mum brought me to the doctor and the doctor had to tell her, no, yeah, this has been cut. This has been, she's going to the hairdressers. So my granny was secretly bringing me to the hairdressers and cutting all my hair off because she liked that style.
That's so random.
Can you imagine if somebody took Enzo or Florence to the hairdressers and cut all their hair off?
No.
Your Lau's mother.
No.
Lau's mother took them to the hairdressers and cut their hair off and didn't tell you.
I don't know how I'd cope with that.
What would you do?
I would, divorce, I would say, would be on the cards.
Isn't that just wild though? If my mother-in-law cut even one curl from my child's head.
Yeah.
I'd notice and I'd lose the plot.
Yeah. Wolf's hair is a thing though.
It's a thing.
Like your hair back then, I'm sure wasn't. It was just hair. But Wolf is like a Greek god.
It looks like he's going to an Irish dancing competition.
It does. It's ringlets.
It's proper corkscrew ringlets. And I encourage it. I'd be scrunching it up in the morning so it's as big as possible. I love it. But it's, I don't know what it is about mothers and their kids' hair but it's a very particular thing.
What did Maura do?
I don't.
Were there words?
I'd say there were words with my dad.
Yeah.
I'd say she expected him to go and have words. No, there's no way he did.
Not at all.
Not at all.
She wouldn't get away with that now.
No, you wouldn't get away
you
with that now.
You wouldn't get away with
you
that
wouldn't.
Now.
No, no,
absolutely
no, no.
not. Well, look, that's all we've time for. We would really like you to like and subscribe to the pod because it really helps the show. And that has been Jen and Lolly Do Parenting.
But we'd also like, don't go just yet without telling them that we'd like them to contact us.
Oh yeah, we love
because
hearing from you.
We have a link tree. All you've got to do is go onto our Instagrams at Jen Zamparelli and at LottieRyan1. We've got a link tree in our bio. So if you want to get in touch with us, you want to tell us something that's going on in your life or vent about something.
Or if you have any tips on how to declutter and sort out the toy situation coming up to Christmas, I would love to hear from you.
I'd love a handyman.
Because you're not getting mine.
That's it. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.